Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After today's presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1. And today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'll now turn the meeting over to Brenda Gurton-Mitchell. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our call today. We apologize for the change. The plan was to have it as a webinar, but we knew that we could still do the audio portion, so we decided it was best to go forward. So we will tell you up front that as soon as the PowerPoint, the webinar documents can be lifted up onto the website, we'll alert you to that, and you'll still be able to get the documents that would have related to today's call. But we're going to go move ahead today. We promised you that we would have a session talking about storytelling, since we always emphasize how important it is to tell stories. There are some tips to how to make our stories more powerful, and I believe that all of us have a story, and sometimes in the work that we do, our focus is really on everybody else's story, how to get them to tell it. And yet, if we stop for a minute and think about our stories in the context of the work that we're doing with the President's Interfaith and Community Service Campus Challenge, I think it would often give us depth to our work. And it would also give us another lens and another set of ears for how to hear and receive the work that's being done on college campuses. And so I have found in doing the work here at the office that I'm excited about talking about what I've heard. And lately, I began to think about what I've learned, and that becomes a much more personal story, and I think will make me more effective as an ambassador as I share the work that we're doing through the President's Interfaith and Community Service Campus Challenge. And so that's sort of our backdrop today, to not only learn about telling stories, how we'll share some of our own stories and the best practices and tips that we've learned as we've done the work, but we'll try to strengthen what we do by sharing together today. And so we have a very exciting program outlined for us today. And before we get into the content of storytelling and I get to share with you our most exciting presenter, we're going to hear from Mary Ellen Geis at the Interfaith Youth Core. We promised some information about press releases, and we've got some dates we need to remind you of and some goals that we want to talk about. Mary Ellen has been one of our champions since we started this work. We're really happy that she's able to be on the line today. So, Mary Ellen, would you share with us today? We thank you for being on the call.
Well, thank you so much, Brenda, and thanks to everyone who's taken the time to call in this afternoon. I hope you're all having a happy Monday, and we're really glad to have you with us today. As Brenda said, I just wanted to offer a few reminders as well as resources for those of you who are able to join us today. As Brenda said, there are a number of facets to storytelling.